Good morning.
Morning.
Today's reading comes from Luke 23:33-43. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leader scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the reading.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last night was Shaler Township's light-up night, and if you saw my manuscript here, I just want to make it known that I'm spelling it light, L-I-T-E, up night, because actually the light, L-I-G-H-T, light-up night, that's copywritten, and so you have to pay the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership $100 to the food bank, which isn't a bad thing, but so that's why Shaler Township is L-I-T-E, light up night. Regardless, it is a wonderful evening. There are so many people and they come from many communities, Shaler and the surrounding areas. And there's dancing and there's ice sculpture. And last night was a great opportunity for me to do some sermon prep at the last minute. Because there were hundreds of people running around by the library and the middle school. And so I went out and I asked about 50 to 60 people, various ages, to describe a king. And a lot of the responses were what you would expect. A king sits in a throne, has a scepter, has a sword, lives in a castle surrounded by a moat. The king has many guards. Some people said that kings can be evil. Some said kings are wise and good. And they wear royal robes and a jeweled crown. Now, last night I had my ugly Christmas sweater on. It was the Arsenal England football team sweater. And the one guy, he's a football fan too. And so he just started singing "God Save Our King," the nod to King Charles. And there were a cluster of young parents, and I knew what they were going to say because I do know them very well, but they all started chanting, "No kings, no kings." And they laughed and they high-fived because these guys are diligent human rights advocates, and they're everywhere and they take their kids with them. And there was one guy, and I knew right away how he was going to answer, because when I asked him to describe a king, he did that Elvis lip curl. And then he said, "There's only one king, Elvis Presley." And he did the thank you very much. But nobody said Jesus. And certainly no one described a king anywhere near to the description we have of Jesus in our gospel today. Because this reading that the lectionary has given us for Christ the King Sunday, this king is a prisoner, stripped naked, nailed to a cross, mocked and beaten. And yet this king is still extending mercy and grace. The text is an odd one. It seems completely wrong for the day. The whole idea, though, of Jesus as king, it is a paradox. And we've seen those beautiful artists rendering through the years, through the centuries, Jesus on a crown, Jesus with the scepter. But I wonder what Jesus would think about being portrayed in that way. Because as far as we know, Jesus didn't dress that way. He didn't live in a castle. He wasn't far removed from the hoi polloi. When he fed the 5,000, he sensed that people were going to take him by force and make him be their king, and he slipped away. Because that wasn't what he wanted at all. And when Pilate asked him if he is indeed the king of the Jews, Jesus didn't say yes. Jesus knew that he came to bring about a new kingdom, that he came to rule, but he also knew that his reign, it wasn't going to be anything like the earthly kings. It wasn't going to be, he couldn't be the leader that the people wanted in a king and an emperor. And I wonder, is Jesus the kind of leader most of us would want today? When I posed that question, a similar one this morning at Mount Nebo, there was a first grader in the back. And when I said, would we want Jesus for a leader today? Her head shot up and said, yes, 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 yes. And that touched me. Pretend for a minute that this is a children's story, a children's sermon, and we're the kids gathered around the youth pastor. And the pastor says, does Jesus of Nazareth have the right things that you want in a king, in a leader? Now, you know, if you've ever been a kid in a children's sermon, you're going to say, yes, yes, Jesus is the best king. Yes, yes, Jesus is the one I want to follow. But come on, Jesus, a king? Don't we want a macho leader? Don't we want a king, a leader who's going to raise his fist proudly and promise to smite all of his enemies? Doesn't that mean we're on the strong side? I was at the library, this was a year ago now, and there was a patron talking with the woman who works down at the desk, and it got a little political. And I knew this guy a little bit, and he's a faithful churchgoer, and in his mid-40s. And he said, Jesus would be a terrible president. I jumped in there. I know he really loves Jesus. I know this guy. I mean, he goes to church all the time. He's very involved in his church. And I said, well, can you say more about that? And he did look kind of sheepish. And he said, I mean, a president needs to be tough to be on the world stage. And Jesus's way wouldn't just work on the real world stage right now. So, what does work then? I wonder if every country had a prime minister, a president, a king, a leader who was less concerned with getting even and more concerned with understanding. I wonder what it would look like if every world leader had compassion and mercy and tenderness even on those who were executing him. One who stood in the margins and empowered those in the margins. I wonder what that world would look like. And I think it might look like the kingdom of God. Amen.